Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Athanasius of Alexandria. He was the Bishop of Alexandria and is a father of the church, doctor of the church. He lived in the year 300s, and he's known for his defense of the divinity of Christ. Right at the time of Saint Athanasian, there were the Arians, the heresy of Arius and his followers, who denied the divinity of Christ, that he was equal to the Father. And so Saint Athanasius, against the great majority of that time, upheld the divinity of Christ. Well, we know that Saint Nicholas certainly had his back, because there is the story of Saint Nicholas having punched Arius in the face. Okay. So Saint Athanasius affirms the consubstantiality. This is what we profess, okay, even today, every Sunday, the consubstantiality of the Son with the Father, of the same substance. Right? I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Now, it's important that we know what we're saying when we come and pray on Sunday, because I do remember having heard a Christian woman say that Jesus isn't God, he's the Son of God. Okay, that's a lot of confusion going on there. So let's remember, consubstantial, of the same nature, God from God, light from light, one Godhead, one divinity, three persons. And this really is what we are reading about in today's gospel. Providential, this isn't the proper reading, this is the reading from the day. But it goes perfectly with the memorial of Saint Athanasius. This is what our Lord is saying to Saint Philip. Philip says, or rather, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Right? That's what we are made for. As St. Augustine says, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O God." So show us the Father, and that will be enough. We'll be satisfied. And Jesus says to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time?" How long had it been? About 3 years. "And you still do not know me, Philip?" Remember, I talked before about how important it is to know Christ Jesus. This is eternal life, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So he's been there 3 years, and you still do not know me, Philip? "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" That we are one true God. Now we go to the commentary of Cornelius a Lapide on this passage. He says, "In Christ the humanity was seen per se, but the Godhead per accidens." Right? The humanity was seen in itself per se, but the Godhead per accidens, through the accidents. It is through his humanity what we perceive and observe and can touch. "For it was seen," the Godhead, "not as it is in itself, but through the humanity, even as the soul is seen by means of the body in which it moves and operates." Right? That makes sense. "Wherefore, he who with his bodily eye with regard to which principally Philip asked, and Christ answered, beheld this man, namely Jesus, per se, beheld indirectly and per accidens his Godhead, because this man was truly God. I am speaking as regards the essence of the Godhead, which is common to the Father and the Son. Now think about what that means for us and the Holy Eucharist. When we come here for adoration, right? We are seeing bread, or what looks like bread, the accidence of bread, the roundness, the whiteness, okay? But we are seeing the Godhead indirectly, right? Not in itself, per accidens. And so we can say, how long have we been with our Lord in the Eucharist? And do we still not know him? And we come here, when we behold the Eucharist, we behold him. We behold the Father. By concomitance, as it's called, the Son. Do we still not know him? This is eternal life, a participation, a prelude to eternal life when we come to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Now, because we're in the month of May, it's good also to reflect on these readings in the light of the Immaculate. What this means with regard to Our Lady. Now, Philip had known Our Lord for 3 years, Our Lady for 33, with much greater intimacy. This reminds me of the song that Randy Albright sings, right? Who better than Mary? No one knows the Son better than the Mother. Which means what? That no one knows the Father, God the Father, better than the Mother either. Right? That is, pure creature, regarding pure creatures, no one knows the Father better than Our Lady as well. She beheld Christ, right, for all those years in the house of Nazareth. She held him in her arms. Okay? And she knows the Son. And so, having beheld the Son and knowing the Son, she knows also the Father. And so we ask Our Lady, as well as Saint Athanasius, to reveal these mysteries to us, to help us grow in greater knowledge of God, greater love for him, and greater faith and service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.